Chapter 29. Leaders are teachers. Robert's view.
There are many challenges ahead. Instead of followers, we need more leaders. Too many people have an entitlement mentality. They expect the government to handle their problems for them. This book was written with the hope that you will become a leader. What does it mean to be a leader? The following are three definitions to consider. 1. Leaders are role models. When I was at the Academy and in the Marine Corps, much of my training and leadership focused on being a role model, being someone my troops would look up to, being someone who lived his life according to a higher standard. Donald Trump certainly fulfills those criteria. In writing this book with Donald, I was able to get to know a person I have respected and looked up to for years. Being around Donald has inspired me to expand my means beyond what I thought was possible for my life. And that is what true leaders do. They inspire you to go beyond what you think is possible for you. 2. A leader inspires you to be bigger than your doubts and fears. In my final days of preparation at the Marine Corps base at Camp Pendleton, California, just before we were shipped to Vietnam, the instructor pilot who trained me to shoot guns and rockets said, "School days are almost over. Soon you will be in Vietnam. You will soon be facing the toughest task a leader can face. You will soon be asking your men to give up their lives so others may live. My question to you is, are you willing to do the same?" After letting my co-pilot and me think about his statement, he said, "If you are willing to give your life, you will find life." In a strange way, you are being given an opportunity to face a point in life most people spend their lives running from. You will enter a realm of life beyond life and death. There were several times during my year in Vietnam that I faced the moment my instructor talked about, the moment in time when I faced one of my greatest fears and went beyond life and death. Obviously, business and investing are not life and death events. Yet to be successful, often you need to choose between the death of the old you and the birth of a new you. Many people stop growing because they are afraid of dying, the old identity refusing to commit ego suicide. So life remains the same as the world moves on. True leaders inspire us to be bigger and do things we are afraid of doing. Looking back on my life, I realize that for the new me to have emerged, the old me had to die. For example, when I decided to become a rich person, the poor person inside of me had to die. When I wanted to become an entrepreneur, the employee inside of me had to die. When I wanted to become a thin and healthy person, the fat and lazy person inside of me had to die. Spending the past 2 years around Donald has inspired me to go beyond the old me and seek a life few people experience. 3. Leaders have vision and teach others to see. I once read that Winston Churchill could see 200 years into the future. I also read that Dr. Buckminster Fuller could see 1,000 years in the future. Whether this is true or not, we all know people who cannot see past tomorrow. We also know that Donald Trump can see tall, gleaming skyscrapers where others see only blighted, burned-out buildings. That is what makes Donald a leader and a very rich man. He can see what others cannot.